Hello world, this is Dan coming to you from the Blind Taste Test. How's everyone doing tonight? Today I'm speaking with you in my interview voice, meaning that I'm going to be enunciating my words a little bit more, because this week I have an interview, not for a particular agency or company, but with something called the Workforce Recruitment Program. This is a program that recruits people for the national government, the federal government, as long as you have a disability of some sort. And if you're approved, they'll put you into their database where different agencies and branches of the government can find you. For example, the EPA, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very excited to be part of this program, but at the same time, I'm a little nervous for more than one reason, as you might think. I haven't really been on too many interviews recently, so I need to sort of brush up on the basics. For example, when they say, tell me a little bit about yourself, I don't want to sit there having no idea what to say at all. I'm pretty sure I don't want to say that I'm a chocoholic or that I love chocolate and sweets, but I do want to tell them about my education, my work experience, and my skills. Also something about my disability and how I am totally blind and how I've learned many good techniques about how to handle things such as travel and technology and things of that nature. Then, of course, they might ask me about where do I see myself in 5 years. That could be anything, really. I don't even know what to tell you myself. I definitely want to help people in 5 years. I want to be a better social worker than I am today, helping people preferably with disabilities, but really anything. I'm feeling really flexible right now. I'm feeling like I'm at a point where I could help anybody, no matter who they are, no matter which population. It sounds really corny and really cliche, but I just want to get out there and change the world. Anyway, so this is the interview. The other thing that I'm concerned about is I'm not really sure if they're hiring for quote-unquote social worker jobs. These agencies don't really strike me as being related to social work. I know there are one or two I've heard of that do fall into this category, but I don't even know if they're hiring at this point. So at the very least, it'll be a good experience for my future, and at best, I can find a job. Now, on the other front, in terms of my food critic adventures, I went to something today called the Back to Basis Good Food Fest. It's a mouthful, I know. I won a VIP ticket through this newsletter called Tasting Table, and it was downtown at the Beer Garden in the Standard Hotel, which is in the Meatpacking District, for those of you who don't know. So it's sort of 13th Street and Washington Street, what they call 9th Avenue, pretty much is just what it is. I don't know why it said pretty much twice. Anyway, it's around 13th Street and 9th Avenue. I was being told that there were going to be many chefs and many tastings of their food, and it was sort of a meet and greet and taste. But when I got there, it sort of was a bar scene. You could go to the bar and get maybe a beer or a pretzel or a sausage, but that was about it. I did end up meeting a few interesting chefs. One chef I met, he cooks for the restaurant called Dirty Bird, which I believe cooks different kinds of chicken. One chef cooks for a restaurant called Guilty Goose that just opened up in Chelsea, actually around the block of the Sellis Manor, the Residence for the Blind. Any of you who know about that, hello. That's supposed to be some kind of a brasserie, so I'd assume it's some sort of a French food they cook there. Also, the pastry chef for Mark Forgione, hope I'm saying that right, I know this particular restaurant, Forgione, just won the Burger Bash for the best burger in New York City. That was an event part of the New York City Food and Wine Festival. So I definitely want to try that out. She says she makes the best chocolate cake in the city. Wow. Well, I'll be there, of course. And I met the CEO of the company, Basis Foods, who sponsors the whole event. So even though I would have expected more tastings and more, you know, chefs to be there, I think everything turned out pretty well in the end. Then I went on to a very nice dinner with my aunt, uncle, sister and parents at a very nice Chinese restaurant, which I'm thinking about doing a review of, called Shun Li. Definitely a pricey restaurant. I'll put that out first, just so you know. They don't have your typical $6 lunch special or $9 accommodation plate. Things there tend to be a little more expensive, but the ingredients are so fresh, and everything just tastes incredible. I never had a bad dish there in my life. Not that I go there too often, but for a special occasion, I think it's worth it. You know, life is short, or long, depending on how you think of it, but for me, I think it's short, and it's nice to splurge on yourself once in a while. So, for a nice meal, Shun Li is a great place. And as I said, I think I'll do a review soon so you get to know about the whole experience. Recently, I also was there for lunch with a good friend of mine and his mom. The lunch special is a little more affordable. Again, paying $20 for Chinese food for lunch, I know it seems like a lot, but trust me, just try it out once and see for yourself and then get back to me on that. So that's pretty much what I have for today. I'm mostly over the Yankees loss, so I'm not going to get into that, but I think I'm feeling a little more positive now. For those of you who are curious, it's just 127 days till pitchers and catchers report. That's a little fun fact for you. And maybe it's time to start looking into some opening day tickets. Even though being in the stadium in April is not the best time, it's very cold. But it's the Yankees. Next year, we're going all the way. We're going to win the World Series. So that's pretty much what I have for now. Thank you for listening and for my rambling. I hope I didn't ramble too much. And that's it. My name is Dan. I'm the Blind Food Critic. By now, you know how to get in contact with me, blindfoodcritic@gmail.com, twitter.com/blindblog, or leave a comment here. And by the way, I don't see too many comments here, so hey, you know, if you need anything, I'm right here. Reviews, recommendations, anything about blindness, just talk to me. Thank you so much for your time. I hope all of you have a great night and a very happy Columbus Day. Thanks. Bye-bye.